From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. The imminent retirement of Supreme Court Justice David Souter gives President Barack Obama his first chance to name someone to the nation's highest court. For anyone who's been a constitutional law professor, as the president was at the University of Chicago, getting to reshape the court is the ultimate fantasy. But with the opportunity comes a dizzying array of choices and complications. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now to discuss some of those. Welcome, Nina.
Nice to be with you, Lynn.
Now, Nina, the president has lots of political goodwill going into this first appointment to the Supreme Court. Is it likely he's going to use some of that political capital to make a controversial decision?
Well, controversial to whom, of course. You know, this is probably his best shot at pushing the envelope, at getting somebody who's actually very liberal, if that's what he wants. Because he has at least 60 votes in the Senate, arguably, to break a filibuster, not that there's ever been a filibuster of a Supreme Court nomination. He's very popular right now. Over 80% of the people like him. Another 60-plus percent, depending on which poll you look at, approve of everything he's doing or most of the things he's doing. So this is the best time for him.
And, of course, there's a lot of expectation that the president will choose a woman. There are a lot of very qualified women out there. Some of them also happen to be Hispanic or African-American. Who would you say are the most likely candidates at this point?
Well, there's a list we all sort of parrot in the press corps. Elena Kagan, the current Solicitor General and former dean of the Harvard Law School. Diane Wood, a very brilliant judge on the Federal Appeals Court in Chicago. Sonia Sotomayor on the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. Kim Wardlaw on the Ninth Circuit, the Chief Justice of the Georgia Supreme Court, Leah Sears Ward. The former dean of Stanford Law School, Kathleen Sullivan. And then there's the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, Janet Napolitano, a former governor, and the current governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm. Let me say that, however, that some of those mentioned are kind of a shout-out with no real chance that they're going to be picked.
And what about the negatives? I mean, do we know of any problems associated with any of the names that are being discussed at the moment?
You really have to drill down on these to know who could potentially be problems. And some of them are unknown to the public or not mentioned much. All of them have been attacked by conservative groups. And remember, conservative groups are not only very active, they're raising money on this.
All right. What's the timetable here then?
Well, the White House would love to get this off its plate by the end of July and have somebody already confirmed. That means they would have to name somebody by the end of May or early June. If they don't, then we're talking in all likelihood about September for confirmation hearings.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thanks so much, Nina.
You're welcome.